This is Dakota Datebook for June 15th. North Dakota remembers World War I. By the middle of June 1918, American troops, now numbering at over 800,000, were taking the offensive on their own and occupying sectors of the front in the Alsace area of France. Since entering the war, American casualties were slightly over 8,000 killed, wounded, or missing. The unprecedented and unceasing use of artillery created most of the carnage. Wesley Johnson of Sykeston served with the American Expeditionary Force in the Battle of the Bayeul Woods. Surviving his first major battle, he expressed his thoughts on fighting in the trenches, saying, "Gas and prospects of being attacked worried us practically none at all. But artillery was hell on earth. At first, when a shell came along, we would poke up our heads to see where it lighted. It was, in our opinion, a disgrace to duck. When one of our officers fell flat when a shell came over, it was great sport." But as the casualties grew, Johnson said the attitude changed, saying, "Toward the last, we would crowd the bottom of the trench to the limit. Not a piece of paper could have separated any of us from the ground. As to how we felt, I don't believe there is anything I have yet experienced more terrible." Peter Nelson, a lad from Buchanan, North Dakota, wrote of the gas attacks in a letter home, "Dearest mother, father, and all, am making an effort at last to get a few words to you. I shouldn't be doing this now because everything is a blur before my eyes. It is a week ago since we all got into the glorious mix-up. The Huns bombarded us for 4 hours with all they had. And in the course of events, I took a small quantity of gas. It sure is terrible stuff, for it blinded me for 4 days. I don't know when my eyes will be as they were before." Noting the death of his friend, Corporal Ernest Robertson, Peter reflected, "But to look at the matter from a different standpoint, I consider myself lucky because I suffered very little from body burns and gas in my lungs. Poor Squeak has given his life to the cause for which we are fighting. Killed instantly by a shell. Mother, I can imagine the sorrow it will cause." The North Dakota boys had behaved bravely as they ended their first major offensive. The timely introduction of American forces had helped stem the massive German advance. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Jim Davis. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.